If I could have your attention here in the media center, we'll continue on with our post-race media availability, and we're joined by the winning crew chief, Cole Pern, crew chief of the number 78 Bass Pro Shops Tracker Boats Toyota for Furniture Row Racing. And Cole, I know your team was racing today with heavy hearts. Getting back to victory lane had to make that even more special for you today.
Yeah, still pretty surreal at this point. Obviously a lot happened last night, and I don't know. Yeah, we were kind of all focused on what we had to do today, and knew that was the best thing we can do for Jim. He's a true racer, in the purest form. So I know that that's what he would have wanted, and then to be able to get to victory lane and is a silver lining for sure. Still makes it a pretty tough day.
Go ahead and open the floor for questions. We'll start with Todd and work our way around.
Hey, Cole. Todd Palmer with the Kansas City Star. First of all, did it have any impact not having your fabricator, just in terms of what you guys were trying to do today? And then was he out with other crew members? And how shaken up were some of those guys overnight, having to go through that?
Yeah, it affects us for sure. He's he works on both cars, and is a key kind of role, getting cars through tech and stuff like that, So definitely hurts you not having him here. They were they went out go-kart racing last night as a group, and he was excited to go, and I know they were just sitting there, and he had a heart attack and kind of keeled over when they're done. I know he just texted his wife not long before that, telling her how good a time he was having. So that's take a little bit of solace in that, that he was happy in his last moments.
Go next to Bob and then to Holly.
Bob Packers, ESPN, I have two. First off, were you or Martin there?
No, I was not.
And also, I wanted to know what you thought about Larson getting knocked out, considering that they're so strong at Homestead.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think it just shows you, everyone makes a big deal out of the bonus points, but nothing is sacred by any means. You can have a couple little bit of trouble, and especially like they had it blowing up before for the end of the first stage. You walk away with basically nothing. So it's it can happen to anybody. We're very well aware of that. So I think we gotta dot our I's and cross our T's the next 3 weeks, to make sure we make it to Homestead.
Holly
Kane, NASCAR.com. Cole, could you just talk about how you guys have been able to maintain this high level of excellence and keep winning? It wasn't just something you came out of, came out of Daytona, the early races and did well. You have managed to keep it going the whole way, and how important that is.
It's huge, but I think it's just a testament to our group. We push every week like it's, the most important race of the season to that point. So I think if you have that mindset, that's what's going to keep you near the front of the pack. And, we've been fortunate enough to have strong cars, and we continue to work to get them stronger. And we have a really set program that we run every week, and it's how we approach the weekend. And I think, it's just a testament to our refinement of that over the time, and then just the hard work everybody, Toyota, JGR, and Furniture Row.
We'll go next to Todd, then to Brendan, and then back to Holly.
Todd Engel with the Kansas City Star. I think it was during the red flag where I think Martin came over the radio and said, "Hey, I think we have a chance to win this thing." Obviously, with the success you guys have had on mile and a half tracks, it's well founded. But were you sort of thinking along the same thing whenever? What was your thought process, I guess, whenever he came across and said that to you?
Yeah, I think after everything that happened, we were starting the final stage with decent spot, somehow. So I think then he knocked off a really good restart, and we missed that wreck, and all of a sudden, boom, we're fourth, sitting with better tires than anybody in front of us. So, you think, holy cow, we're in a pretty favorable position at this point.
Brennan?
Cole, Brennan Mark, Charlotte Observer. You obviously last night, so tough, everything that happened. Did you guys have anything special that you said to each other today when you got out there? Or, I don't know if you guys said anything to each other when you first got out there today.
No, we all saw each other last night. Quite a few of us went to the hospital. We were there till after midnight last night, and we all kind of met back at the hotel, and we just hugged each other. And nothing you really can say. I think you know, Greg Emmer, you know, our kind of like second car chief, him and Jim were the closest, you know, they were roommates. And you know, I think about him having to, you know, call his wife last night and then pack his stuff up this morning, and just really difficult.
Go to Holly, then to Dustin, then to Bob.
This is kind of a difficult question after answering that, but I just wondered if you could kind of describe the vibe of the team right now. I mean, you guys have had this success. It keeps going. I mean, do you have to kind of temper it down a little bit because you guys are doing so well, or do you buy into that, or just talk about that?
I don't think so. I think, you know, we know what the end prize is, and we haven't lost sight of that, you know, by any means. So I think the good thing about, you know, getting wins is we can enjoy them, you know, because, I mean, something could happen to us, like happened to 42 today at Homestead. And, you know, with this format, you can win 35 out of 36 races and lead everything but the last lap, and then, boom, you're not the champion. So it's, you know, you got to grasp every win and enjoy it, and you know, take all those highs, you know, just in case something happens in the last race.
Dustin
Long, NBC Sports. In what ways, how challenging has this year been in terms of just the emotional things that you guys go through with Martin and Sherry, with what you went through before Watkins Glen, and this, I can't imagine what you guys have gone through this year.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, even before any of this happened, like, my wife and I had put our dog down last week after we won Charlotte, you know, that we've had for 13 years. So it was like, you know, we're sitting here coming off a win and lose, like, you know, close member of her family. And it's just like, man, I don't know if regular life is supposed to be like this. So, and then, you know, you have this go on, and I don't know, just it keeps on going for some reason. You know, it would be a lot nicer just to have all the highs and not have the lows. But I don't know. That's just the way life is. And, you know, we're getting the full circle of it right now.
Go to Bob.
Bob Hocker, CSPN. Would it have been more difficult to perform today in light of the tragedy if you had not yet advanced? Like, if you were coming in here with needing a certain finish?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hadn't even thought of that, honestly. I mean, obviously that would have been even more difficult. I mean, we got called on a restart violation because I wasn't paying attention in driver's meeting, I guess, because I guess they talked about it and I didn't. Martin and I were talking about what happened last night, and I flat just wasn't paying attention. So, I mean, you know, I think, I don't know. Yeah, anything could have made it that much difficult, you know. It was hard just trying to keep up with what was going on to the other guys. You know, I can't imagine what was going on if it was us involved.
Head upstairs to the press box. Any questions in the press box?
Lee Spencer, motorsport.com. Cole, with everything that you have been through, from your best friend to, you know, the other things that have happened, I mean, it just keeps piling on, but you remain so zen during adversity. And you guys had two things that happened today, and you still keep it together, and you keep Martin together, and you guys persevere. Is it just the way you're wired?
I guess. I don't know. Must be. I don't know. It's not easy at times, you know. I think, you know, especially early on, you know, getting knocked out of the lead, you just, it was tough, and then loose wheel, and then, you know, saving fuel in the middle of the race. It's just crazy. And then, I don't know. We just we kept seeing how the situation was changing and trying to make the best call we could at the time. And, you know, I think that's the only way we really know how to do it.
Additional questions from the press box?
None at this time. Thank you.
Todd?
Hey, Cole. Just curious, do you have some sympathy maybe for Kyle Larson after last year you guys had, you know, one of the best cars and something similar happened to you that takes you out of the championship hunt, and then you kind of feel for what that team's going through?
Absolutely. I mean, they're a phenomenal race team, you know, that deserve to be in it by all means. But, you know, that's the entertainment format that we have right now is, not – I mean, it's shifted a bit, you know, this year with bonus points to try and to help the better cars get through. But it's still – you know, you have something like that happen like they did, and especially with Talladega in the round. It's you know, it can just happen in a hurry. I think that's why we were so emotional when we won Charlotte, just, you know, knowing what it meant. Because if, you know, we go in there, we wrecked last week, you know, they finished better than we did. You know, if we hadn't won Charlotte and blown up today, we would have been out. So it's crazy. It's just you can't ever be safe, for sure.
Well, Cole, our heart goes out to you and your guys. Congratulations on the win, and good luck. Thanks.
Thank you.